individual game ever. You know, it's a sign for how we're doing. So definitely would have felt better, you know, but you know, definitely don't feel like it was a waste. You know, you need everybody making as much of a contribution as they can, and you know, tomorrow night it might be somebody else, but you know, we'll figure it out. Was Ernest.
You're thinking of Ernest Biner, the running back.
Early.
Andrew Bynum.
Ernest Biner, Andrew Bynum.
No, I know what you meant. I just had to give you a hard time. Yeah, sorry about that. I don't know. I mean, it's a team, so. I guess had we won the game, maybe it would be different. You know what I mean? So I'm not really in the business of singling out guys and saying he, you know, is the reason we did or didn't. So I'm not so caught up in, you know, Andrew not playing and that being a better thing for us. I think Andrew's an important part of our team.
Is it just a matter of knocking down the looks that you get against the zone in order to kind of disrupt that approach on defense that they had that was successful?
In some ways, you know, you definitely have to make shots, you know, when teams play zone defense, but you can't, I guess, take and settle for the shots that they want you to take and settle for. You know, you have to still put yourself in a position where you're creating the shots that you want to take. And in the zone, sometimes that's tough to do because there actually are easy shots to take early in the clock, you know, sometimes three-pointers. But, you know, that second half, we never found a way to really effectively use Powell in the post, and that was a big problem.
Hey Derek, for the average NBA fan, in the course of 82 games, how often does a team play zone, the average team?
I mean, in a 48-minute game, there might be a 6-minute stretch total. You know, when you think about a 24-second shot clock, I mean, there might be 6 minutes total in the game where a team might play a zone. So, you know, seeing it for three quarters or for a whole half is definitely unique.
Yeah.
But, you know, when it's effective, you know, you're going to definitely continue to see it. And I think the reason why teams don't always stick with it is because it's not effective over time. And, you know, they were able to be effective with it over time last night, and that's something that you don't normally see.
So on the flip side, like you were just telling him, what are ways to, like nip it in the bud and make it ineffective fast?
Well, you know, we have to be sharper in our decision-making and our execution on offense and, you know, understand what they're trying to accomplish by playing a zone. They're obviously trying to stop penetration, stop, you know, easy entries into the post. But that doesn't mean you just, you know, settle for what they're giving you. You know, you can still create opportunities. You can still get the ball inside, and just takes a little bit more work. And, you know, but that's what today's about. You know, it's about adjustments and, you know, doing some things better so that we can come back and give ourselves a chance to win tomorrow. Yeah, actually, I do. We didn't do it very well last night. But I do think we have a handle and a feel for how we want to defend this team. But it's different than playing any other team because they don't really stop doing what they do. So they put you in positions to make mistakes more often than maybe some other teams. So it's a different way of having to commit on the defensive end. But I don't think there's any question about us feeling as though we can defend this team. We've done it, you know. We've shown we can do it, and but we definitely had some lapses last night.
Do you have a bump on your forehead from that
open loss? I'm not sure, though. I had a little red mark from Steve's nose last night, and I didn't know until I left the building that, you know, his nose was actually broken, and that, you know, that's, I hate that for. for him. You know, I don't think it'll affect his game much, but you know, you never want to see guys injured in that way. Broken bones are not fun at all.
Did you see a replay of you and Robin?
Yeah, I just saw a little bit of it.
When you saw it, that way, did it look like it was accidental or malicious?
No, it wasn't accidental. I don't think he'll say that either. I don't think if you ask him, he won't say it was an accident either.
He has a problem with Dallas.
That's fine.
When you ran after him, when you caught up to him, were you like, what now?
No, I never actually caught up to him. That's why I didn't really understand why I got a technical foul for a verbal, whatever. I got a technical foul for something verbal. But, we never actually spoke. So I don't know how. I don't know. Anyway.
Is that when, I guess, the replay, you get the inbounds pass afterwards, and Brian's just like, don't worry about Brian Shaw, I think on the bench.
Yeah, no, because I was asking them, like, what did the referee explain to you was the technical foul? So I just shook it off at that point.